St. Kitts and Nevis.
Mr. Chairman, allow me firstly to thank Mr. Stephen Greiner for his comprehensive report to this Council, and particularly for the recommendations contained therein. At the same time, on behalf of the government and people of St. Kitts and Nevis, my delegation wishes to express thanks to Stephen and his team for the diligent and highly professional service which they were able to offer my country on this observation mission. I have heard only words of praise for the OAS mission, observation mission, in various quarters along the way from our electorate. We would wish also to thank the Secretariat for making possible this mission and for the essential role that this organization played and continues to play in supporting democratic processes and strengthening democratic systems within and among member states. As Mr. Greiner has indicated in his report, the crucial financial support for this mission was provided by Canada, United States, and the United Kingdom. My government acknowledges these essential contributions and offers our profound thanks to the respective countries. This Council has heard that the voter turnout was about 84%, despite scattered showers. This high voter turnout is indeed an indication of how alive and dynamic the representative democratic process in my country is. I am to inform the Council further of the outcome of the general elections in St. Kitts and Nevis. Briefly, the incumbent Labour Party, under the leadership of Dr. Denzel Douglas, prevailed with 60% of the popular vote in St. Kitts, and by the capturing of more parliamentary seats than the combined total of the other three political parties of St. Kitts and Nevis. In so doing, the victorious Labour Party established a new yardstick in modern Caribbean political history by being a fourth consecutive term administration without change of leadership. Whatever the considerations of the electorate in delivering this clear choice and mandate, among them must certainly be the relative prosperity that St. Kitts and Nevis has enjoyed over the past 15 years, as evidenced by our consistent high ranking among developing countries on the United Nations Human Development Index. And it seems to speak also to an appreciation of mature and visionary leadership. Notwithstanding this relative prosperity, the sound leadership, our strong democratic system, and our undiluted commitment to the rule of law, this Council would appreciate that as a small developing state, one of the smallest in the international system, our challenges are real and many. Apart from the devastating impacts of hurricanes and other attendant vicissitudes of climate change, globalization and trade liberalization have adversely affected our major commodity export, sugar, to the extent that as an industry it had to be abandoned some 4+ years ago. And we have had many other recent setbacks largely influenced by external factors. In response, we have sought to strengthen our defenses against emergent shocks and to create new arrangements to meet our many challenges. It is therefore important to us as a small Caribbean state with a high vulnerability index that this organization, in which we audaciously repose great hope, would stand ready to support not only our democratic process, but to shore up our developmental, security, governance, and other pillars of our prosperity as we endeavor to keep pace with the imponderables of this rapidly changing world, and in order that we should not lose the hard-won gains we have been able to realize for our people. My government, I assure you, will take careful note of the recommendations of the OAS observation missions, as it would also of those of the CARICOM and Commonwealth observation missions, which had also been invited to participate in the process. My government is committed to electoral reform as recommended in Mr. Greiner's report. In fact, this process was started in 2006, and the process was derailed somewhat by some legal entanglements. We are grateful for the thoughtful recommendations, and perhaps I could make reference here to the experience and ingenuity displayed by the observation mission leader, Stephen Greiner. He mentioned one of the complaints he had received was in relation to a dilution of Voters Inc. With Solomonic wisdom, he, with the permission of the relevant authorities, had all his observers insert their fingers into the ink. So he might seem to have voted, but he really didn't. That indelible ink is still on Stephen's finger, so it speaks for itself and really needs no further testimony. Again, on behalf of my government and people, my delegation thanks all those who made this mission possible and those who participated. And, Mr. Chairman, if you'll permit me an aside, many members of the 14-strong OAS observer delegation have told me how impressed they were with the beauty of my country and with the engaging warmth of our people. And they've all expressed their intention to return to St. Kitts and Nevis. Not only would I not discourage them from so doing, I would encourage them further to tell their colleagues, family and friends of their experiences in St. Kitts and Nevis so that they too might share the enviable privilege of visiting and experiencing a unique Caribbean paradise. I thank you, Mr. Chairman, and in so doing, allow me to thank you for that unpaid commercial, which I suspect would be endorsed by the Chief of Staff of the Assistant Secretary General's office or whoever occupies her seat at this time. Thank you, Chair.
Gracias, Embajador Williams.